Speaking of going for the gold, my guest today, Donna Seaman, will fill us in on a new literary award, the Andrew Carnegie Medals for Excellence in Fiction and Nonfiction. Donna writes about books, and she's quite passionate about them. She's an associate editor at Booklist, published in Chicago by the American Library Association. She also reviews books for the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, the Kansas City Star, and Book Forum. She's a book critic for Chicago Public Radio, and she interviews writers and blogs for openbooksradio.org. Donna is the recipient of many prestigious awards, including the James Friend Memorial Award for Literary Criticism and the Writer Magazine Writers Who Make a Difference Award, to list but a few. Welcome, Donna. Thanks so much for joining the Book Report today.
Oh, it's my great pleasure.
Well, tell us about the Andrew Carnegie Medals for Excellence in Fiction and Nonfiction. When and why were they established?
Well, they were established very quickly this year after long discussions about how to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Andrew Carnegie Foundation. Now, many of your listeners will recognize the Carnegie name as associated with public libraries. These public libraries are actually all over the world, and they really helped boost reading and gave so many people a place to continue their education throughout their life. So what better way to celebrate than a new award for great books for adult readers? You know, we've had the Newbery and the Caldecott Awards for children's books for decades. Adult books have the National Book Award and the National Book Critics Circle Award, but they've not had an award from the kind of experts that the American Library Association and the Carnegie Foundation have. So these were established this year to celebrate the tradition of public libraries and librarians working with the public to recommend great books.
And tell us the winners for this year, the first inaugural awards.
Oh, we're so proud of these awards. And I have to say that we went through many terrific books. We love all our finalists. There were three finalists in each category. And the winners in nonfiction was a biography, Catherine the Great, Portrait of a Woman by the great biographer Robert K. Massey. A beautiful book, reads like a novel. Our fiction winner is The Forgotten Waltz by Anne Enright, a crisp, precise, fascinating novel, Portrait of a Woman also, if you want to look at it that way.
And the runners-up were?
The runners-up in nonfiction were two just tremendously insightful and, you know, kind of recalibrating looks at the past. Another great biography, Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention by Manning Marable. And The Information, A History, A Theory, A Flood by James Glick. That is such an exciting book. It might not sound like it with use the word information, but it's very dramatic. And our fiction finalists, great novels by Russell Banks, Lost Memory of Skin, a really powerful, adventurous novel full of surprises and characters you will be surprised how much you care about, and Karen Russell's Swamplandia, an astonishingly accomplished first novel, a wild tale of the Everglades and a family in distress and an adventurous young woman.
I'm very proud to tell you that the Book Report has hosted both Russell Banks and Karen Russell on the show. And actually, both books take place in South Florida, where we're based.
That's right.
Yeah.
We had to laugh about that. They each also have reptiles on their covers, an iguana and an alligator.
Yeah, I mean, Karen Russell was also in contention for the Pulitzer Prize, which was not awarded this year.
Alas, but yes, that book's gotten a lot of attention, as it should. She's a remarkable writer.
Yeah, one of my favorites of the year, actually.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
All right, so tell me about the selection process. Who comprised the panel? How many people? What was the process like?
Well, the process was very exciting to us because the committee that was finally formed after much discussion and heaps of books and long lists, based on two groups associated with the American Library Association, the RUSA, which is works with public libraries. It's a readers advisory group, and they do a list every year called Notable Books, which is a great, rich list of books that librarians consult to work with their patrons and book groups. And then myself and two others are editors at Booklist, which is the venerable review magazine, over a century old, published by the American Library Association. And we have an editor's choice list each year published in our January issue. So between notable books from RUSA and book lists editor's choice, we had a big sea of books to look at, and that's when we started moving towards our finalists, reading all those books, discussing all those books. And our committee chair is Nancy Pearl, a librarian, a former book list contributor, an NPR book maven, kind of the nation's librarian. And so there were seven of us. And we deliberated, you know, throughout the spring, working hard towards the American Library Annual Conference that was in late June, where we announced the winners. The finalists were announced in May.
And where can our listeners go online to get both the short list and the RUSA list you referred to?
You can go to ALA.org and look for awards. You can also go to booklistonline.org and search for these books. And there's lots of press releases, too, on the ALA site that profile the writers. And Booklist Online also has good long interviews with Anne Enright and Robert Massey.
Now, tell us a minute about the American Library Association for our listeners who might not realize. Is every librarian in the United States a member?
Oh, well, we wish they were. Many, many are. It is the membership organization for the profession, and this includes librarians that work with all kinds of people, from little children to university scholars. And it's a great association based in Chicago. It's been around for a long time, started in the 1800s by John Dewey, and it's been an advocacy group very famous for its Office of Intellectual Freedom, where we, as a profession and group, you know, fight for freedom of access to books, freedom to read, freedom of expression. And they're the ones that publish the banned book list each year to let people know what books are being considered controversial. And this raises many issues about freedom in our democracy. And it's also, you know, a great advocate for reading and lifelong learning and sharing. You know, that's the great thing about the librarian profession, is making everything available to everyone. It's really so important to this country.
Is there still a banned book list in 2012?
Absolutely. Every year, if you go to the ALA.org website and look up banned books, you will be shocked.
I bet I will.
It goes on at school libraries, you know, elementary school, high school, even colleges. We have fights over books, and public libraries, too, where people from the community come in and want books yanked off the shelf.
How can a reader kind of join the fight to you know, stop this?
Well, that's a great question. Support your public library. You know, find, if you ever come across any instances where books are being banned in any form, contact the American Library Association's Office of Intellectual Freedom. We collect all these stories and respond to them.
Wow, this is a...
Read.
Well, I'm in favor of that. So has the panel started working for next year's award?
Well, we have. We're already feeling sort of overwhelmed by all the wonderful books that we're reading. You know, Booklist, we're reviewing all the time, and the Reference and User Services Association, RUSA, they're always reading for the Notable Books group. So we are now starting to try and get a little more organized about it. But yes, we are looking ahead. We're so excited about this award. It's such a positive addition to our work.
Yeah.
And to all readers.
Tell us again where online listeners can find out more information.
Visit Booklist at Booklist Online, and the American Library Association website, ALA.org. If you plug in Carnegie Medals or Booklist, you'll find all kinds of interviews and lots of background information.
Donna, this is amazing information for readers everywhere, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine. Thank you for your interest, and thank you for your website.
All right. Bye.
Bye.